Bruce Williamson is a spokesman for the Rail Future, an independent organisation which campaigns for a better rail network in Britain, and joins us on the programme this afternoon. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hello, thank you for talking to us. So basically, it's early days in another attempt to try and get this off the ground. You're aware of this project. Do you think it's the kind of scheme that the government is interested in?
Oh, yeah, very much. I think we have to be clear that this is, it's a long slog. It's just yet another stage in a very, very sort of tedious process. So this is, we'll have a look at it and see whether it's viable, and then you go on to the next stage and so on. But yeah, it ticks a lot of boxes for the government. The government has an agenda to decarbonize the economy, and the best way to do that is to do it by rail. Of course, rail is a very environmentally friendly form of transport, particularly if the line is electrified, if we're using electric trains. Because then you can use solar power and wind power, and it's completely clean. It also ticks a number of boxes in terms of sort of supporting development, travel to work, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think the government likes it. And crucially, there's a lot of local political support for it. So, taking a long-term view, I think it stands a good chance of happening.
Yeah, and what does it mean then? Where we're up to? Because I was explaining there where we're up to in the process, and I'm not entirely sure I understand it. So how long a process are we talking about?
Well, I certainly wouldn't dare to put a time frame on it. I think we need to be clear, that the government has a Restoring Your Railways Fund, and it's 500 million, which sounds like an awful lot, but that's spread very, very thinly over a number of, I think there's like 200 projects have applied for this money. So, what that means is that the money goes to a feasibility study, and the feasibility study then says, well, look, this looks good. Then you need to find another pot of money to pay for the actual project. And that will be challenging. I don't know where that money's going to come from. No one does at this stage. But if it looks like a winner, if it ticks all the boxes and it has a very strong economic case and it supports the economy, then hopefully the government will somehow find the money to make it happen.
What kind of box do you think it needs to tick to win over other projects? Many of them, I suppose, will tick those same kind of boxes. What are they looking for that's perhaps a little bit special and a bit unique?
I suppose, I mean, you're absolutely right. Everyone with their own little pet project will say ours is really important. One other point worth mentioning, I suppose, is the diversionary route factor. The existing route through Hull, I think, has a risk of flooding. And you know what happened in Devon, what was that, 7 years ago? So this line will add a diversionary route so that if there is flooding or anything like that, it stands a chance of maintaining services in Yorkshire and that area. Not only that, whilst this line isn't supposed to carry freight, what it could do is take existing passenger trains off some of the lines that are currently carrying them and free up capacity for freight. So it has knock-on effects, and everyone likes the idea of getting more freight off the roads and onto the railways.
Well, we'll watch it with interest. Thank you so much, Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, an independent organisation campaigning for a better rail network, giving us a little bit of an insight there into the process now, as we have heard today that those detailed plans have been submitted, and we've had an expert panel. We'll examine those plans for the Beverley to York rail link and then decide whether the project deserves a viability study. So it's early days, but we will follow it with interest here on BBC Radio Humberside.